5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Wednesday evening, and the glorious weather absolutely continues today, and from the looks of it, maybe part of tomorrow, and then, it's going to be heating up quite a bit, but tonight's an interesting night. Overnight low temp could be a record breaker, down around 50 degrees. Last night, here in Hanover anyway, you know, the real center of the universe, we're about 52 degrees when we woke up. Oh, glorious sleeping weather. We turned the air off a couple of days ago, just opened up the windows and doors, and just fantastic. And no, I'm not staying up late at night to watch the circus that is the Democrat convention. I'm not going to do it. I have other important things to do. Like the other night, I had to clip my toenails. And that absolutely is far more valuable to me than hearing some demented, delusional guy yell at me. And last night, there was more yelling. Have you noticed that? There's a lot of yelling at this convention of theirs. Well, I'm watching it in the morning. I'm getting up in the morning, going back and, you know, reviewing it. But I'm not going to stay up late watching this garbage. But there's a lot of yelling. Michelle Obama, she's worth $70 million. She's yelling about how you can't trust rich people. Okay, well, I don't trust you. Fair enough. Barack Obama, I don't even know what he was prattling on about. Good Lord, it was just bizarre. At least that Michelle Obama came close to talking about an issue or two when she wasn't telling us that we shouldn't trust wealthy people, said the woman who was worth $70 million. She apparently is voicing support for all of this childhood transgenderism. That's what I got. She said Donald Trump was demonizing children for being who they are. What does that mean? If you have a small child, maybe it's your son or your daughter, your grandson, your granddaughter, and they tell you, oh, well, I am Barbie, like the doll from the movie. Do you take them at their word? Or do you say, okay, well, have fun. You're imagining things. Your child comes and says, oh, I'm a train. I need coal or I need electricity. Go, all right, well, you know, have fun. It's playtime, right? We don't take that stuff at their word, nor should you. I mean, nobody should. And on the one hand, we're saying anybody under the age of, what's the big number now, 25, right? Anybody under the age of 25 can't really be responsible because their brain's not fully developed. But a six-year-old can tell you that they should be a boy as opposed to a girl or a girl as opposed to a boy. And I guess like a big red dog like Clifford or a talking blue engine like Thomas. Now we just have to take them at their word. I have a better idea. Why not let the children be children and you and I do not put upon them whatever our personal, political, or issue-generated view of the world is. Right? I mean, it can be difficult. I know. But she claimed that Donald Trump is misogynistic and he's racist and he's never done anything to make anybody's life better. Really? Well, I don't know about you. I can tell you this, that the 4 years when Donald Trump was president, it was a hell of a lot better in this country than it is now. And how is it possible that the Democrats have actually controlled the White House for 12 out of 16 years, but the only damage comes from Donald Trump? Oh, and here's the other thing. Every time I hear Kamala Harris say, my first day on the job, I'm tempted to say, ma'am, your first day on the job was January the 20th, 2021. They had this really obese blowhard on there last night, a guy by the name of Pritzker, J.B. Pritzker. He bought himself the governorship out in Illinois. And I can say this because I've dealt with weight issues my whole life. I'm going to tell you right now, looking at J.B. Pritzker, the man is 350 pounds or better. Just flat out, I'm going to tell you, I would take that to the bank. And right after Bernie Sanders yelled about how evil billionaires are, and you'll notice he exempted millionaires. Why? Well, because he's a millionaire. Exactly. He yelled about how evil billionaires are. That's Bernie Sanders, who now, by the way, represents the conservative wing of the Democrat Party. Then they roll J.B. Pritzker out on stage, who announced that he is an actual billionaire, unlike Donald Trump. Okay. So which one am I supposed to listen to? Do I listen to Michelle Obama, who says don't trust anybody who's rich, even though she is, you know, worth $70 million? Do I believe Bernie Sanders, a millionaire, when he says don't trust billionaires? Or do I pay attention to J.B. Pritzker, who wants to brag about how he is actually a billionaire? I'm confused. I mean, they need like little subtitles or something under all of this nonsense, so we know exactly what it is that we should be paying attention to. Let me give you a couple of things to pay attention to. Let's start with CNN. We might as well, right? I mean, there's so much with CNN, and it just is bizarre, except for that Scott Jennings. God, he is really good. Which leads me to think he's probably not long for CNN because they don't like people like him, but they're keeping him around for the time being. Let's start, though, Jerm, if you don't mind. Cut number two.
The Democrats are doing a very good job of exciting the crowd here. Normally, roll calls are pretty boring and awful, and that one, especially with some cameos from Sean Astin and Eva Longoria and Little John, of course, not to mention all, of course, the governors and mayors, really had the crowd on their feet.
There's no question that this is a room, this is a party that wants to party. They're feeling it. Even without the DJ, even without the music assigned to different states, the people here are so desperate to have their nominee, to rally around their nominee and have their nominee be the person out there, because they like her, but also because of who she's running against.
I think the theme of tonight is 2008 energy. That's what one Biden advisor told me on the air earlier today. With Barack Obama and Michelle Obama coming, they need to amp this place up to kind of capture that feeling that a lot of people last felt back in 2008 when they were about to do something historic.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, I'm excited. No, can't you tell? Yay for whoever is talking there. All right. Anna Navarro, right? Isn't she a CNN hack? You would think that CNN would be all over her. Cut number three.
Please welcome TV personality, loud and proud Latina, Anna Navarro.
All right. It's an exciting time here for the delegates in the United Center. Caitlin Collins is on the floor. Caitlin?
Yeah, Jake, I am with Governor Gavin Newsom.
Oh, I'm so excited. Hey, there's one of our coworkers. God, do we hate her. Well, yours is going to turn away. We've got another little snippet, right?
So, Martha, we're looking live pictures right now. This is obviously the vice president in Milwaukee. This is sort of an extraordinary moment, at least in modern political times, to watch as her convention plays out in Chicago. She's out there in one of the battlegrounds, her running mate right there behind her, Governor Walz, of course. Let's go down to the floor, though, here in Chicago. As you're looking at Milwaukee, we'll get down to Rachel Scott here in Chicago. Rachel, what did they make when they saw the vice president up on screen? It was sort of like, you know, a typical live shot from Rachel Scott out in the battlegrounds, only this time it was Kamala Harris.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I don't think we've ever seen anything like that on the convention floor, to have the vice president, the Democratic nominee, really beaming in here. Everybody was on their feet.
Oh, God, it was great. Oh, my God. 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 Oh, it was great. Oh, so here's what we did. We were all together, and then we saw the picture of her. Oh, my God, this is wonderful. Oh, it's just fantastic. It is sad, man. It really is. It's like watching a bunch of high school kids putting on a play for the drama club. And, you know, it's not nearly the same caliber as Broadway, but, well, you're the proud parents. And you just got to go along with it. Oh, it's just great. Oh, I don't think I've ever seen anything better. Oh, good Lord. Tomorrow morning, my pal John Reed's going to be out there for this nonsense. Now, he will have, I'm sure, a slightly different perspective on it, but I want to make sure that you are listening to John tomorrow at 6. I don't know if he'll get a... like a one-on-one with Kamala Harris. I wouldn't bank on it. You know, I don't think she's doing a lot of chatting with anybody. It's a full month, by the way, full month that she has had the the nomination. Well, it's tough to say nomination because she didn't get a single vote. But, I mean, they chose her, and she's their person. So she is what she is, I suppose. I guess technically the nominee, right? And 30 days now has not actually spoken with a member of the press or had a press conference. It's crazy. Make sure you're checking us out with the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. You can always shoot us a note. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.